we're basically going from the fastest paced season that we have to the slowest paced season that we have as far as like amount of rest and things like that. So these first like 2 or 3 weeks, always people are always getting done with 3 minutes left. They're doing like five sets heavy in quotes over like 4 minutes, right? Like if that's the case, then you're not lifting heavy enough. Like if you can rest for 30 seconds and get back in and do it again, you have to up your weight.
Born an athlete, you'll die an athlete. It's in your DNA.
Born an athlete. Live like an athlete so that you can be successful in life.
You're an athlete. Live like it.
ANA, America needs athletes. Welcome, athletes, into another episode of the Gym Closet. Here, as always, with
Amber, it's me. I thought you were going to introduce me.
I was going to, but I was excited.
And then I was
going to
say, it's me.
Amber, Zach.
What's up?
And Dan.
Hello.
And I am Tyler Robinson. For those who don't know, we are. Is that still funny?
It's funny to me.
With another episode of the Gym Closet. if this is your first time joining us, thank you for joining us. Please like, subscribe, share. We don't do any ads on here. All we ask is to share so we can get this information to more people. But this is a podcast about optimizing your life, living life like an athlete, training like an athlete, living life like an athlete outside of the gym. So we talk about a bunch of stuff. We're going to have a little bit of shorter episodes coming up. For those who don't know, also check out our other podcast version our podcast or other show. I guess it's not a podcast because it's not on all the podcast. It's not an audio, it's just a video. So go to our YouTube if you are listening to this and check out Is It Worth My Macros. We have done a Starbucks and a Chick-fil-A so far. Do we know which one's next? We don't.
We haven't confirmed.
I'm hoping for Monterey next.
Monterey would be good. Ben really wants us to do the come and go.
I think the come and go.
And then we could have him on with us. Would be good, yeah. Then we can ask him what like the top things are that people buy.
Cool,
like, it has to be their burgers or something, right? Like pizza. Well, pizza. Come and go doesn't have.
No, that's the thing. They went to a healthy menu.
No.
Do they not have pizza at all though? They had pizza before. I don't even know. If I'm gonna go get gas station pizza, I'm gonna go to Casey's.
It's just like around the corner and like hidden.
Interesting.
Interesting. No, yeah, so I would always go to Casey's for.
If you've listened to us before, we've had some random. We've had some segments that we do, whether it be word of the week,
craving,
myth.
Craving was always solid.
Craving was always solid.
That
we had cravings so consistently that we actually made it into another show.
I did my part.
Yes. Yeah. So. So what we're going to be doing is we're actually going to be doing different segments, and each one of those segments will probably be around 20 minutes. That's what we're going to continue to do and drop those episodes each for a shorter bite-sized type of thing. So
new season coming up. Whoop.
New season coming
Should
up.
Should I go there or yet or no?
It? Do we want to do the season?
Is that our topic for this?
Think it has to be, right?
All right.
I think so.
Okay. So as you can see, red behind us because we are in Live to Lift season. So we're going to do a season preview here and talk about all of the changes that we're doing for this season versus last season. Last season finished up awesome. The mile times, have you calculated all the mile times?
Yeah.
Do we know the winners or anything? You do?
I do.
All right. Do you want to announce them?
If you want me to, yeah.
Yeah, we might as well. Because
okay. This is so winner.
We're going to finalize our Heart and Hustle season first, then we'll get into our Live to Lift season.
Perfect. So for the guys in Waukee, it was Dave and Shookman.
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 Yep.
Sorry, Dave, if I butchered that. I know I got yelled at before about it. So Dave Shookman for the guys. Again, he won it last year, too, as he defended his title.
Nice.
For the ladies, it is Bailey Arnberg.
Do you know what their times are off the top of your head or no?
Bailey, as I remember, I think it's 6:20. I think it's 6:24 if I'm right, because I like haunted Amber.
So she probably just did it once and was done, right? She just freaking sprinted.
She literally came the first time, sprinted the whole way, and then never came back.
Well, she has a busy job though, so she
right.
She's traveling a lot.
I'm sure.
She just wanted to.
Shit, if I got that good, I'd never come back either. Be like, I'm done.
Doesn't need us.
I'm done for the season. I'm good.
Doesn't need training. Yeah, so Bailey got a 6.24. Dave got a 6.04.
Damn. Nice. Yep. That's good.
Yeah.
Does Dave run on us half days or no?
Dan, do you have the old one? Can you pull up the West Des Moines ones from the app as well?
Yep. So I have the app. Yep.
Oh, yes. Wow. And for anybody who wants to know, these stay, all of the seasons will stay on the app under the challenge tab, so you can check and see the updated top 10 at all times.
Yeah. So for the women, Jenna Roding got a 6.36.
Ooh, nice.
Nice.
And then are you ready for this? Ooh, like, yeah. Guys.
Fee. Justin, it's Fee, isn't it?
Nope. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For the bottom of it. No. Justin Bielenberg got a 5.40.
Ooh, yuck. Nice. Are you kidding me?
No.
Yeah.
He's
flying. Flying.
Oh, I'm, yeah.
No.
That sounds
shit.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I'm pretty sure that he continued because there were a couple people that he had passed. And he continued until everybody was finished.
Wow.
Wow. That's insane.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
He's one that, congratulations, Justin. He's one that was so interesting because he does a really good job of like goals oriented with the seasons. And so now he's flipping his goals into getting bigger again with Live to Lift, but like crushed Heart and Hustle. But he runs a little bit. He's been running, he said, through the summer, and then kind of capped it off with this season.
Nice.
And
nice.
Then he'll get into more of the heavy.
That's insane.
Yeah, and they were that like is fast. Doing longer runs. They were he and I think three or four other athletes were doing the relay marathon.
Oh, yeah.
For the Des Moines marathon. Yeah. And so he had been running and doing all of that too, so kind of practicing leading up from the summer, like you were saying, and then capped it off with Heart and Hustle.
Yeah, that's crazy. Awesome. Yeah. Did you happen to do the averages? Or not?
Oh. I haven't yet, no.
You haven't
yet? I mean, okay. I can do it right now in 5 seconds.
Okay, let's do it in 5 seconds.
We'll just...
While he's doing that, what else do we have?
All right, do we have the averages for the West Des Moines and Waukee, or for the West Des Moines guys and girls?
I don't think so.
Can you do it in 5 seconds?
I don't know if we could even do it in 5 seconds.
Well,
we only do it through the app.
My spreadsheet that I have for West Des Moines is empty on my Google Drive. So
that's because I only do it through the app.
Oh, well, there you go. So we'll look, I just have to drag my finger down there, and I have that whole averages figured out right now.
I love it. Let's see it. Can we get the
average for the ladies?
I'm not going to tell you if you don't know, if you don't have yours done.
Oh, I can't use my phone because I'm producing. Oh,
okay. Okay. Well, for the Waukee guys, it was... 6.40.
Even. Okay.
The ladies was 7 minutes flat. Even.
6.40, 7 minutes.
All right.
Nice.
Yep. Waukee guys, 6.40. Waukee ladies, 7 minutes.
Okay. Keep that in mind.
Yeah. Waukee, we got shat on. Waukee men
were at 6.40.
Shame on you. There's not even a 6.40 on here. The slowest time on here is 6.30.
Right, 6.30.
So. The average for the West Des Moines guys is 6.12.
Ooh.
Step it up, Waukee guys. We're going to be
we're gonna be
running nonstop over there.
Congratulations, West Des Moines boys.
Joke's on you. We're doing endurance again.
Yeah. So we'll have the men's trophy come to West Des Moines with what was the average for West Des Moines guys?
I think
14 or 12.
6.12.
12.
Beat 6, 12. Waukees at 6.40.
All right, what's the ladies?
All right, and for the women,
7.14.
7.14 for West Des Moines.
Yep. So
and
Waukee ladies
seven
flat.
Even for Waukee. So who had the trophies before? Was it the men and women?
I think they're both in Waukee right now.
Nope, we have one at West.
Oh,
Des Moines.
Do they?
I don't know which one though.
We have the women's.
We have the women's one.
The women's?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Our women are always holding it down. Our guys.
Come on, guys.
Come on, guys. Good one,
so,
Waukee,
yes,
guys.
So we will have the men's trophy stay at.
We still
at
love
West
you.
Des Moines,
not me.
And the women's trophy will stay at Waukee. But congratulations! Huge shout outs to all the athletes that placed top 10. That's a huge accomplishment out of everybody during those challenges, getting the best the best time.
And shout out to those of you who didn't get top 10, but like cared about your time and like continued to progress.
Oh yeah, there are so many people I know of, and we say this every time I know, but there are so many people that like, you know, messaged us or told us afterwards, like, oh my God, I shaved 2 minutes off my mile time over the course of 8 weeks, which is insane. You know, so that's really cool always too. So
yeah, and I really like all of the high performing athletes that we have, but I will tell you the people that I feel like I care about the most and playing for the people that may never touch a top 10, but come and increase their progress in their own time, see, give a shit, and
have good attitudes,
and say, I ran a 10 minute mile to start this season and I ended with an 8 minute mile. Chopping 2 minutes off your mile time is such a huge accomplishment that even if you don't make top 10 with that mile time, that's a huge deal. So shout out to those who take it serious. And the reason we do this is so that you can track your progress. If you're never doing anything that actually stamps a value to your workout, then you don't know where you start and where you end up. So each season we have a challenge to really test what we want to see you improve on that season, and then show your progress throughout. So it's not just a competition of the top tier athletes; it's a competition against yourself for making sure that you can do that. You can see your progress, and it's that's such a huge value, because think about someone that may not think that they're a good runner, and they chop a minute or two off of their mile time. How much confidence should that give that person to see that progress versus them just being like, every mile it's like, nah, I'm not a good runner, I don't feel like I'm gonna run this challenge. Like that's terrible attitude. So for those who have a great attitude, awesome, way to go. So that kind of finishes up our Heart and Hustle season, and we are now into Live to Lift season. I think this is my favorite season. So we are shifting gears from endurance to strength. So in strength, the strength portion of it will be two rounds of rack rounds. Instead of doing the high rep 15 to 20 reps that we have been doing last season, we are dropping down to 4 to 6 reps in five sets, 4 to 6 reps. So basically your five sets of five reps type of programming. And you have the entire round to do it in the racks. Do we have the entire round to do it in the power blocks too? Do we have
yes.
the same?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So we have three rounds of strength, two in the racks, one in the power blocks, and you have the entire time to get your reps and your sets in. So it's going to feel a little bit different. It's going to be a slower pace, heavier output in strength, and then everything else has to do with power. So when we're in agility, we're working power movements. When we're in striking, we're working power movements. So we're increasing strength and power throughout the entire thing. Challenges, this one is awesome. Strong Like Bull challenge. We have a new name for it. I don't remember what that's from. Strong Like Bull.
Strong Like Bull. I don't remember either.
It's from a movie or something. Yeah. But so we will be maxing out sub max. So we have a formula that anywhere from 3 to 10 reps, we throw it into that formula, and you can and we figure out what your top max weight that you can do for. So if you're squatting and you squat 200 for 4 reps, then that equates to probably around 220 pounds for your sub max
for your one rep. So you should be able to do one rep at 220.
So we don't do a solid one rep max just to avoid injury, because if we're just maxing out with everyone, not everyone is at the level that they can be just doing a single most heavy that you can only do one rep and fail with. So
yes, not everyone can be trusted to do one rep,
right?
And stay safe.
Yeah, and most importantly, Zach here.
It's me.
Can't do that. Yeah, it's because we want to avoid injuries, and tearing a pec is a bad injury that we want to avoid.
And yes. If you guys get your one rep max, what I like is you can then put it into, like, you can find and we can help you with this, like a chart that says how much weight you should be able to do five times. So that way when you come in, you'll know exactly like what weight you should start at too. So I like that. And then you can write it on your lifting cards. Let's make sure we use lifting cards this
lifting
season
cards
because
are
they are
push.
Huge this season. Yeah. So you guys come in that first after the training week, the next week we'll start on Monday and do one or the 3 to 5 rep max. But then we can help you figure out what you should be able to do 5 times. So you're right in that sweet spot of those 4 to 6
definitely.
Rep ranges.
And we could probably post.
I think
we
should,
yeah. We'll put that on the app. There's charts that are super easy to post, and they will show you what your rep range is or what your max is, and then every rep
like 80%, 90%, yeah.
And so we'll post some of that those tools for all of our athletes so that they can see if they're ahead of schedule, if they're behind schedule, if they what they need to do to really maximize the effort that they can put in. And the cool thing is too is you get to see whether you're having and the lifting cards that you see will also tell you what weight that you should be doing because of last week's and all this other stuff, but it'll give you a solid starting point to say, okay, I'm stronger than what this 5 reps feels easy at this weight, or 5 reps at this I can't get 5 with the weight that I should. Yeah.
And so I think especially the women, movement. It's like they feel like they're not as strong as what they really are. So they'll like have do deadlifts with 10s on each side.
Oh my God.
But yet they can go so much heavier, but they just think that it looks like a lot. So that's like a mindset game of like,
oh, definitely.
Well, that looks like a lot. I don't know if I can do it, but then they can. So this season, I mean, to get the most out of it, if you're getting 5 to 6 reps easy, you just have to bump the weight up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you can get 6 reps and you're like on your third set of getting 6 reps, without lifting it like slowly and struggling, you got to bump it up. Yeah.
Even if it's 2.5,
Yeah. Coaches will be harping on of the athletes to make sure that we're doing, concentrating on the weight. And if it's too easy and we can tell like on someone's third rep, I can tell if it's way too easy, if it's moving too fast, if it's super easy, that we can probably stop you and say, hey, let's add weight for the next set. So make sure we're challenging ourselves every time to get the most out of this season, because lift to lift is our strength season. We want to get stronger this season. So and we'll have new episodes here this season of the Gym Closet where we talk about why getting strong and gaining muscle is a benefit to all the different goals, because that might not be your main goal, but if weight loss is your main goal, gaining muscle is going to help that goal. So that's why gaining muscle helps every single goal. And then we get into our power partner. So our power partner, this is one of my favorite seasons, I think, for our power partners. Mm-hmm. We just got our Angel Tree. So the power partner is Salvation Army. We just got our Angel Tree
tags.
And so we'll be having next week, actually over the weekend when we set it up, we will be putting the Christmas tree up already in November, which feels weird. But the it's an Angel Tree until December. Then it's a Christmas tree.
Yep.
Okay. So the Angel Tree tags will be out. Take one of those. Bring in a unwrapped gift and we will throw them under there, and then we also will have an opportunity to hand those gifts out at Salvation Army to the well-deserving kids and families. That will get those gifts. So it's an awesome opportunity that we get to do every year. I think this is our fourth or fifth year doing it, and I love doing it every year. We will also have a Craves Giving that we moved from
the Halloween party
to Craves Giving. So keep an eye out. Sign up for
Sure you sign up.
We had a bunch of people this last time. We ended up canceling it because there is a big deposit down, and we only had like 4 people signed up. And so,
but then everybody wanted to go when we canceled it.
Right. So then everybody started talking to us about, oh, why'd you cancel? Well, we canceled because we didn't want to have a giant party with only 4 people there. Well, we probably heard from 35 plus people that wanted to go and
party
now because
wear their Halloween costumes.
Yeah. Yeah. So
sign up for your sessions too.
Yes.
While we're signing up for things.
While we're signing up for stuff.
Sign up for this podcast too.
Yeah, subscribe.
Subscribe.
Do it all. Damn it. So that is anything else that we want to add for the season? The season runs through the
free
end
week
of
training camp. Training camp is that first full week. So if you guys have any friends or family that want to try it out,
November,
bring
7th
them in, train with them
through the 13th,
12th, yeah. That's Saturday, yep.
Something like that, yeah.
6 days, though, I thought.
Six days, yeah. Yeah. Monday through Saturday.
7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th.
Yeah.
Math is weird.
That was weird.
Because
13 minus 7 would be 6.
6.
12 minus 7 would only be 5.
Yeah.
But you count
but
7.
But you got to count
but
7.
But you can't the 7. Well, mine just blew.
See, 9 times 6.
I don't think that was it. It was 9 5 times 8. Times 4. I think it was 5 times 4. No, that's 40. It was 9 times 5.
No, but it's not 40. It's
what 30. Are we even talking about now?
Oh, no.
5 times 8 is
whoa,
40.
20. Sorry. Wow. No.
Math is weird.
9 times 5 was 45.
It's 45,
yes.
Yeah.
But it was 9 times 8, I think, because 56 throws me off. That's I was never really good at that one school.
56 is not the answer to that.
What is it? 72?
72, right?
'Cause if you're multiplying by 9.
No, it was 56, you always take, I think.
You always start it with
9
the,
times 6 is 54.
The number less than that.
That would be, yeah.
So 7.
Okay, this is why we get too long in our podcast.
No, but 7 times 9, the 6, 63.
Did you guys see on Facebook that 7, time I posted, 7, like, 7. How would you add this up? And, like, did you read everybody's answers of, like, how they do
it? Yeah, that was actually.
Those are
kind of interesting.
That, yeah.
That's very
weird,
interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think people just learn in different ways, though. People just learn math different ways. There's so many different things out there. But
anyway, so that is our upcoming season.
I have one thing.
Yes.
Speaking of harping on stuff, this season's really important, too, to make sure that you're getting all 7 minutes in, right? So, like, since we're going from an endurance season and everything, this is like the fastest paced season. We're basically going from the fastest paced season that we have to the slowest paced season that we have as far as like amount of rest and things like that. So these first like 2 or 3 weeks, always people are always getting done with 3 minutes left. They're doing like 5 sets heavy in quotes over like 4 minutes, right? Like if that's the case, then you're not lifting heavy enough. Like if you can rest for 30 seconds and get back in and do it again, you have to up your weight. So that's kind of another indicator for us as coaches, but also something to keep in mind for you. You have a lot more time than you think. I think I did the math on it one time. Like if you start a set every minute and a half, you'll finish with like 15 seconds left or something like that.
Yeah.
So
perfect.
So kind of shoot for that as like a time frame and just remember that you have a lot more rest time than you should be getting a minute of rest in minimum between your sets.
And that's the main thing is you do your set, takes 30 seconds, then you have about a minute rest, right? And so make sure that you're getting that rest in during this time.
And a lot of times we'll have a partner too. So if you have a partner that you're lifting with, that will help with that because if you're doing one, maybe you adjust the weights, your partner does a set, and then you get back in. That's a good timing thing.
Yes.
But on the chance that you're lifted, that you're in your own rack, or that we are, you know, only 6 people in the racks, we're not lifting with partners, just keep that in mind. So.
Hell yeah. Awesome. Have a great strength season. Super excited, everybody, to get stronger, and super excited about this year's holiday season. So it'll be a fun time for us. So remember, you're an athlete, live like it. And if you have not hit subscribe, we've gotten 10 and since we've all four been on here, right?
Something like that.
10 new subscribers. That's that's a 10.
We're at 141.
10% of our entire.
That is
of our entire subscriber. So we would love that to go up. So thank you. Remember, you're an athlete, live like it.
Born an athlete, you'll die an athlete. It's in your DNA.
You're an athlete. Live like an athlete so that you can be successful in life.
You're an athlete. Live like it.
ANA, America needs athletes.